Okay, it is 5 o'clock, and we will call this board meeting to order. Stacy, would you go through the names, please?
Karen Bounds.
Here.
Loretta Broomfield.
Here.
Frank Buckingham.
Here.
Frank.
Oh, I think he said.
Okay. Ann Chandler.
Here.
Kim Dykstra. Matthew Greider.
Here.
Sarah Hill.
Here.
Ryan Johnson.
Here.
Christy Lear.
Here.
Lynn McDonald.
Here.
Emily Pickell.
Here.
Josh Short.
Here.
Michael Treese.
Here.
Christy Walker.
Here.
And one more time, Kim Dykstra.
I see her, but she's muted.
Oh, okay. So she is here. Okay. And you want me to go ahead and do so?
I don't know if you've called me yet, but I can't hear you guys.
Is that Kim?
That's Kim. I want to make sure your phone volume is all the way up, Kim, because I'm hearing everybody pretty consistently this time, so it might just be your phone volume.
I got it now. Thank you.
Okay, awesome.
Colleen Dettenmeyer.
Here.
Leslie Bedner.
Here.
Ellen Poppett.
Here.
Casey Parr.
Here.
Laura Flessner.
Here.
John Howard.
Here.
Angela Thompson.
Here.
Kate Kite.
Here.
Jennifer Baugh. Shirley Payton.
Here.
Rhonda Jonassy.
Here.
Carol Hogan Downey.
Here.
And Jill Trevino.
Here.
Thank you.
Okay, is that everybody? Or
do you have guests at the State Library?
Yeah, the State Library. Yeah.
John and Leah are here too.
Yeah. Who?
John Kirchner.
John Kirchner.
Oh, I'm sorry. John Kirchner.
And Leah Gregory.
Leah Gregory.
Then we have guests at the State Library.
Who do we have at the State Library today?
Greg McCormick.
Okay. Thank you.
That it?
That is it.
Okay, thank you. All right, our first item of business tonight is election of officers, attachment 3.1. Troy sent us the online voting form. We also accept motions from the floor. Requires a motion and a second and a roll call vote. We also need a motion to accept the online results, but we'll get to that. So do we have any?
I have a quick question. It says in our bylaws, the officer shall be elected for 1 year and no officer shall serve more than 2 consecutive terms. I was wondering how someone could be serving more than 2 consecutive terms.
This is Leslie, Anne. My understanding is that particular portion of the bylaws applies to two years in a particular position on the executive committee. So 2 years as a secretary, 2 years as a treasurer. And it also applies to, if we have had in the past, we've had some members, Linda's an example, Karen Bounds is an example, who have been on our board previously. They stepped off for their prior 2 years and then they ran to be on the board again. Though we don't count their prior service and their current service in one big chunk of time, if that makes sense. So if Linda was an officer before, and then I think you were on the board for 5 or 6 years, then when that expired, then she stepped off, was off for several years and then came back. So we don't go that far back in looking at those positions that way.
I understand when there's a gap. I just was thinking that this would be, as I read it literally, this would be, if Karen is nominated, this would be her 4th year on the board. So that was what was throwing me off when it said serve no more than 2 consecutive terms.
So that means each, I believe we have always interpreted that to mean 2 years as one particular office. And this is actually your sixth year on the board. For her second go around at the board, this is her sixth year of that service.
Thank you.
Okay, do we have any motions from the floor? Hearing none. Troy, go ahead and open the ballot, please.
It is open.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
Troy, mine says the election is closed.
Refresh your screen or click the link again and it should come up.
Oh, there it is.
It may have taken it a few seconds from when I clicked open too.
Oops, that's it.
No, it's still saying that. I'll get out and try to get back in again.
It was from yesterday. He sent it.
I am receiving votes now, so it seems to be open for others.
There it is.
It's not letting me in.
Well, that's not good. Are you on your phone?
Okay. I am.
I'm going to text you. I'm going to text you the URL directly, Anne, in your from your phone.
Okay.
Are you on our Wi-Fi? Here, let me put you on our Wi-Fi.
So it should work on our cellular, but.
Oh, here. Okay, let me try this.
Okay.
I don't know time.
It came up.
Excellent.
Thank you.
And I will record all the votes will go in to Stacy for recording every vote. But I have 13 respondents and the everyone who was nominated is approved or wins. Do you want me to read all the, because we do have some abstentions and some no's, if you want me to read those.
Go ahead.
We have for president, Karen Bounds, 12 votes, no, 2 votes. Vice President Linda McDonald, 14 votes, yes. Ryan Johnson, 13 votes, 4 and 1 abstention. We have Sarah Hill, 13 votes, 4 and 1 abstention. And that's it.
Thank you. Okay, we need to have a motion to accept the online results. Do we have said motion?
Motion.
Thank you, Josh. And thank you, Matthew.
I'll second.
Matt did. Yeah. Okay, Stacy, would you call the roll, please?
Karen Bounds.
Yes.
Loretta Broomfield.
Yes.
Frank Buckingham.
Yes.
Ann Chandler.
Yes.
Kim Dykstra?
Yes.
Matthew Greider?
Yes.
Sarah Hill?
Yes.
Ryan Johnson?
Yes.
Christy Lear?
Yes.
Linda McDonald?
Yes.
Emily Pickell?
Yes.
Josh Short?
Yes.
Michael Treese?
Yes.
Christy Walker?
Yes.
Thank you. Now we're going to rearrange our itinerary here a little bit. We're going to move 18I up to this point. Illinois Heartland Library System Resolution Number 2025, -1, Special Resolution recognizing Ellen C. Poppett for her continued contributions to the Illinois library community. I don't know why my voice is getting like this. Whereas on July 16th, 2024, the Illinois Library Association voted to accept Ellen C. Poppett as an ILA Illinois Library Luminary.
Thank you.
You're luminary. Whereas Ellen C. Poppett has a distinguished career for providing outstanding service to libraries throughout Illinois. You do. Breathe. Resolved that the Illinois Heartland Library System Board of Directors appreciates and applauds Ellen C. Poppett as a paragon of the service to Illinois multi-type libraries defined in the Illinois Library System Act 75 ILCS 10. And this is going to be passed by the Board of Library Trustees of the Illinois Heartland Library System of Madison County, State of Illinois, this 23rd day of July 2024.
Thank you very much. Thank you all. It's been a very surprising and lovely afternoon. So thank you all.
Okay, we need that motion.
It's a job to make that motion.
Well, I think I heard about three different people.
Josh,
so
Sarah,
Josh was first.
Sarah, me.
And this is Ann second.
Okay.
Karen Bounds.
Yes, absolutely.
Loretta Broomfield.
Yes.
Frank Buckingham.
Yes.
Ann Chandler.
Yes.
Tim Dykstra.
Yes.
Matthew Greider.
Yes.
Sarah Hill.
Yes.
Ryan Johnson.
Yes.
Christy Lear.
Yes.
Linda McDonald.
Yes.
Emily Piquel.
Yes.
Josh Short.
Yes.
Michael Treese.
Yes.
Christy Walker.
Yes.
Motion carried. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can now go have dinner.
Perfect.
All right. Moving on to number four, approval of the June 25th, 2024 meeting minutes, attachment 4.1.
I'd like to make a motion that we table those minutes until the discussion is included.
That's what the
is it on these minutes? On the special.
Yes. Do you want to discuss it now? We can move it to OMA or whatever on the agenda, however you'd like to handle it.
Well, okay. We can go ahead and have that discussion on the letter from the State Library. Sent us a letter saying that there had been some discussion from Illinois Heartland board members about what they consider to be, let me get to the letter, what they consider to be an impropriety as far as how the board minutes were recorded. And I believe that pertained, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe that pertained to the special meeting that we had on
July 10.
Special
meeting on July 10.
Yeah. We'll get to the correct date. Now, at the special meeting, there was a motion made that apparently did not show up in the minutes as recorded, and it should be. So we can, when we get to that set of minutes, we can amend the minutes to the correct reading Is there something on the minutes from June 25th that we need to correct?
It states that in the minutes refer to information discussion during the June 25th, 2024 meeting. That information and discussion appears absent from the June 25th meeting minutes. That's a direct quote from the letter.
What could anybody give us some detail specifically what is in the June or the July 10 minutes that should be in the June 25th minutes, please?
I'll be happy to address the board on that myself, because that was my review of the minute content itself. As everyone knows now, I have discussed this issue with our general counsel's office. But if one looks at the minutes as presented from the July 10 meeting, it indicates that President Karen Bounds announced the board offer stands as announced at the June board meeting. If you look back at the June 25th minutes as presented, that would have contained information. There's nothing evident in those documents that is a record of that board activity.
Okay.
And the point of the letter is not to change anything that the board did in taking that action. That is under the purview of the board. But the minutes need to reflect discussion and action that did occur.
This is Ryan. To me, this is probably more than we can amend on the fly. So I would second Ann's motion to table the minutes until they can be added to.
So it should have said what was discussed in the closed session? Am I looking at the wrong thing?
It's a recitation, but the rest from July 10, after they came out of closed session, was pretty much verbatim from what Karen said, mm-hmm. or what the motion was. But in the recitation from the June 25th meeting, it doesn't specifically say, it doesn't tie itself to the July 10 minutes. Or vice versa. Okay. So does anyone have a suggestion how you'd like it to read? We'd like to resolve this, but or tell us what you would like it to look like when we bring these back to you the next meeting.
Are we questioning June or the July 10th? What are we questioning? Which meeting?
Both of them, apparently.
I had thought it was supposed to be the July 10th was the one we were talking about. I don't think there was anything wrong with the June one, was there?
The issue, as I understand it from Greg's explanation, is that the minutes from July 10 reference something in June 25, which is absent.
What was it?
So it's a the July 10 minutes look back to June 25th, and there's no anchor point there to refer to. And it was about the contract offer.
Was it, but did it, was it just a statement that had nothing to do with the 23rd? I don't remember anything being said that was pointed back to June.
But it was during the discussion that I believe Frank made a motion, and it was not seconded.
Well, that's a separate issue.
Oh, I thought that was what this was concerning.
Okay. It would be simpler just to go back and listen to the tape, so it would be knowing what was said and then document from there.
Let's see. I believe someone made a motion to table the minutes until this can be straightened out. which would be the next meeting. Do we have a second?
Ryan.
We did have.
Okay, thank you. Sorry.
You're fine.
All right, would you do a roll call based on that, please?
Karen Bounds?
Yes.
Karen? Matt, we have a question at Edwardsville real quick.
I have just a question about the whole Open Meetings Act. As a new board member, I'm just very concerned that some member would approach some organization before we have had a chance to correct our own minutes. Because I don't believe the minutes become official until they are approved by the board. And so correcting them is completely correct. And I think it was a little bit of an extension for the legal counsel to say there was a violation when the minutes have not been corrected yet, have not been approved. So they do not become official until they're approved. And that's I'm very troubled by that.
Okay. Duly noted. Is there any more discussion? Now you call the roll, please. Yes. You already did me, I think.
Loretta Broomfield?
Yes.
Frank Buckingham?
Yes.
Ann Chandler?
Yes.
Kim Dykstra?
Yes.
Matthew Greider?
Yes.
Sarah Hill?
Yes.
Ryan Johnson?
Yes.
Christy Lear?
Yes.
Linda McDonald?
Yes.
Emily Piquel?
Yes.
Josh Short?
Yes.
Michael Treese?
Yes.
Christy Walker?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion carried.
Okay. So I guess we're going to go to that one. So we have tabled both.
That was for both.
Okay. All right. We are at 6-1. For the director and staff activity report.
I'll make the motion to approve.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you.
Karen Bounds?
Yes.
Loretta Broomfield?
Yes.
Frank Buckingham?
Yes.
Ann Chandler?
Yes.
Kim Dykstra?
Kim, are you still there?
Matthew Greider?
Yes.
Sarah Hill?
Yes.
Ryan Johnson?
Yes.
Christy Lear?
Yes.
Tim McDonald?
Yes.
Emily Piquel?
Yes.
Josh Short?
Yes.
Michael Treese?
Yes.
Christy Walker?
Yes.
Kim, thanks for the yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
She must have been muted and couldn't get it off. Okay, moving on to attachment 7.1, acceptance of the June 2024 bills. This again requires motion and second. Do we have a motion?
Ryan, I'll make that motion.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second, Linda.
Thank you.
I'd like to pull the Ford and Harrison $990 bill out for a separate vote.
Is that a motion?
Yes.
Is that, all right. Is there a second?
It's a request.
Is there a second?
Request.
Oh. I'll second.
Okay.
Ford Harrison.
It's 900 and something. I didn't catch the total.
Okay. Karen Bounds?
No.
Wait. I didn't know what we're voting on because I thought there were two motions.
My request was to pull the bill for a separate vote, which I can do without approval. So that's my motion. So I guess my motion will be to approve all of the bills presented in finance, with the exception of Ford and Harrison, for to be pulled, to have a second vote, or to have a separate vote.
What's the difference?
Well, before I vote on it, I want to know what I'm voting on. What is this for?
Ford Harrison, the legal company, the legal
people.
What?
To be discussed, or?
Well, I would like to approve all the bills, but I don't want to approve that one. So I, by pulling that out, which I can legally do, then it would just be a separate vote on that bill.
Which would require a motion.
I think it's Ann and Frank.
Yeah.
Yes.
So maybe just state what we're voting for.
Could you tell me where that is located on?
It is on the first page.
It is check, or it is line 25156 on the check.
251.
On the disbursement report, I believe. So that very
Ford and Harrison LLP.
Yes, for $990.
And it's been moved and seconded. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do roll call.
Karen, can you clarify what voting on?
We're voting on all of the bills except for the Ford Harrison bill, and then we will have a second vote for that bill.
Oh my God.
So this first one is for the whole.
It's for all the bills minus for the Ford Harrison.
Correct. And then a second vote would occur for the Ford Harris.
Okay.
Okay.
And that'd be
okay. So Karen, you said no.
Well, I'm going to say yes for the bills.
Okay, you're going to say yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Loretta Broomfield?
Yes.
Frank Buckingham?
Yes.
Ann Chandler?
Yes.
Kim Dykstra?
Yes.
Matthew Greider?
Yes.
Sarah Hill?
Yes.
Ryan Johnson?
Yes.
Christy Lear?
Yes.
Linda McDonald?
Yes.
Emily Pickell?
Yes.
Josh Short?
Yes.
Michael Treese?
Yes.
Christy Walker?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Now we're voting just on Ford Harrison.
Now we're going to vote on the Ford Harrison bill.
So the original motion was made by Ryan, seconded by Linda. Do we need to amend your motion?
That's the one we just voted on.
Yeah, that's the one we just voted on.
We just approved all the bills minus the Ford Harrison.
All of them besides the other.
Well, there were two motions. One was a motion to approve all bills by you and Linda.
Yeah.
And then the second was the Ann's motion.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. So now do we need a motion for the Ford Harrison?
That's what Ann made.
Okay.
That's what I
seconded.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
So we're doing that vote now, right?
I think so.
Okay. Karen Bounds?
Yes, pay the bill.
Loretta Broomfield?
Yes.
Frank Buckingham?
No.
Ann Chandler?
No.
Kim Dykstra?
Yes.
Matthew Greider?
Yes.
Sarah Hill?
Yes.
Ryan Johnson?
Yes.
Christy Lear?
Yes.
Linda McDonald?
Yes.
Emily Pickell?
Yes.
Josh Short?
Yes.
Michael Treese?
Yes.
Christy Walker?
Of course, yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you. All right. Let's see if we can move on to 8.1. Draft of June 2024 financial report. The June financial report is considered to be a draft until we receive the audit results in September. Rhonda, do you have an update you need to give us?
I do. Good evening, everyone. As Karen mentioned, these are drafts. So the final ones will be presented with the audit at the September board meeting by our auditors. And that's when you will vote on those June 30th financial reports. In the narrative, some things I wanted to highlight was in, under the FY24 grant status, the CMC grant had $20,992.64 in unspent funds that will be returned to the Illinois State Library. That was a two-year grant for a little over $1.3 million. So that was the unspent funds out of that total. And then in the ILEAD Library Trustee Training Grant, there are $73,606.05 remaining of ILEAD Library Trustee Training Funds that will be due from the Illinois State Library for that was reported on the fourth quarter grant report. And since that's a reimbursement grant, we will wait for those funds to come in. Under the statement of revenue and expenditures, since it's the end of the year, the IHLS approved FY2024 total budget remaining percentage will be 0% for all budget line items is where it is. The benchmark should be any items under that 0% benchmark are highlighted with an explanation of what is included in that expense category on each statement of revenue and expenditures. Under the those statements under the general fund, the total revenues year-to-date actuals are above year-to-date budget by 5.1%, and this is mainly due to interest income earning $188,637.22 above budget. And then under total expenses, the year-to-date actuals are below year-to-date budget by 10%. And the largest areas of savings that we've seen were in the personnel lines due to the declining of health benefits from some full-time staff. There were some unspent costs in building and grounds and vehicle maintenance, along with fuel and costs, fuel cost savings. So those were some of the biggest lines that we've seen savings over the fiscal year compared to the budget. And then under share, the fees for services and materials, the year-to-date actual of $1,570,872.57 represents 101.1% of the projection of the FY24 budget. So as of June 30th, we had collected 98.8% of that amount. Also, shares investment income to highlight is recorded at the end of the year as $76,913.10 over the budgeted amount. So our interest did really good over what was anticipated when we created the budget for FY24. The total expenses on share, the year-to-date actuals are below year-to-date budget by 9.3%. And some largest areas of savings we've seen in share were from same thing with personnel, largely due to declining of health benefits from some full-time staff, and then savings in travel. And there was some savings in some anticipated Aspen, I think, costs for the first year that we've seen the actuals come in lower whenever that was implemented. And then under the balance sheet for general fund, the cash and cash equivalents as of June 30th was a total of $5,031,884.14. And this would fund IHLS general fund operations for 12.4 months based on the FY24 budget expenditure levels. And then on the balance would fund IHLS General and ILEAD Library Trustee Training Grant for an estimated 11.7 months because, again, that's a reimbursement grant. So we have to front that money first before we get that reimbursed through the state library. So, and then in share, the cash and cash equivalents as of June 30th was a total of $2,197,167.88.
Right there.
And that represents $1,077,230.72 of share reserve funds, $37,722.66 of committed funds for the ebook cloud subscription purchases, and then $1,082,214.50 of unrestricted share operating cash. So that unrestricted share operations would balance would fund share operations for 6 months based on the FY24 operating budget levels. So does anybody have any questions for me on any of that information? Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Rhonda. Mm-hmm. All right, moving on to the Freedom of Information Act. I believe we do have one tonight. Josh?
Yes, a commercial Freedom of Information Act request from Smart Procure was received for purchase record information. This is a regular quarterly request, and it was filled within the time allowed.
Thank you. Open Meetings Act. I think we've already discussed that. Public comment, none as of?
Still none.
Okay. Illinois State Library, Greg?
Well, good evening. This, of course, is the time of year when the State Library is looking at funding for the new fiscal year's projects. Included in that, we have been reviewing grant requests from IHLS for the CMC, ILEAD trustee training, impacting the system as well as the delivery agreement we have through the University of Illinois, for which IHLS does receive funds, and also the System Area for Capital Award. We will be getting announcements regarding those awards out very, very soon. But for now, the system should operate under the FY24 budget that was adopted by the board, and we'll move forward with the new funding once this new award is the new awards are made. This afternoon, I spent the majority of my afternoon, and something that's going to be exciting for IHLS libraries. Secretary Janulis is going to have a press conference next week in the Metro East regarding public library grants that were awarded by our office in June. 26 public libraries have been contacted regarding that. The press conference will be at 10:30 a.m. On Wednesday, July 31st at the Cahokia Public Library District. For those of you who might chance to come to the Illinois State Fair this year, the State Library will have a rather significant presence in the Secretary's tent. Last year, we hosted authors from the Illinois Reads program on the weekends, where children can come in and meet an author, maybe even participate in an activity if we have an author-artist husband and wife that will be there. But this year we will have 14 authors, and everyone should be able to leave with a signed book written by that author that day as well. So the activities during the week are at 10 a.m. until 12 p.m. And then on the weekends, we have the same session in the morning and then an afternoon session from 1 to 3. So we're rather excited about that, as well as we will be in the Secretary's tent focusing on information for the Talking Book and Braille service and how, with the change to from the Library of Congress, more of those books will be available on your own personal devices. So we will be able to show people how to access and download that information on their smartphone, on a Kindle, or on an iPad, and also obviously taking registrations for new library patrons. So we are excited about those. And so if you happen to be in Springfield for the fair, please come by the tent, and if you have children or grandchildren, bring them along at one of the designated times and meet an Illinois author from the Illinois Reads program.
Thank you, Greg. Moving on to 13, communication.
Yeah. Good evening, everyone. In your main packet is, we brought together a lot of information that has been made available to our members and to other stakeholders, including the board, over the last probably a year and a half or more, related to how the SHARE organization evaluated and then developed the FY 2025 share increase, fee increase. That was the first increase in several years for the organization. It went through several iterations. It also, because everything with SHARE has to be approved by their members, it went through a lot. There was a lot of discussion on the SHARE membership. We also had town halls or open forums where members could weigh in on their thoughts regarding the proposed fee increase. And this was something that was requested by the board at last month's meeting in June. Does anyone have any questions?
Hearing none, we will move on to 14A, staff report. 14.1 is the document you should be viewing. This will require a motion, second, and roll call vote.
Good job.
Okay. Do you want a second, Linda?
Yes, I'll second.
Thank you. Is there any discussion regarding this? Hearing none, go ahead and do the roll call, please.
Karen Bounds?
Yes.
Loretta Broomfield?
Yes.
Frank Buckingham?
Yes.
Ann Chandler?
Yes.
Kim Dykstra?
Yes.
Happy Greider?
Yes.
Sarah Hill?
Yes.
Ryan Johnson?
Yes.
Christy Lear?
Yes.
Linda McDonald?
Yes.
Emily Piquel?
Yes.
Josh Short?
Yes.
Michael Treese?
Yes.
Christy Walker?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you. Okay, moving on to committee reports. We only had one committee meet, budget and finance. Sarah, did you want to make any comments at this time, or do you want to?
No, we met, and we will be speaking today about everything we discussed at the budget and finance meeting.
Okay, thank you. Partner reports.
Do we need an action on that personnel?
Yes, we do.
We did pass that.
Okay.
On that, the staff report, we didn't need the personnel.
We didn't need to do
no.
Separate.
Thank you. Thought I jumped over something, which I don't do occasionally. Okay, partner reports. 16A, Association of Illinois School Library Educators.
So first, we had a slate update. The School Library Advocacy Through Education, the database dashboard is up and running, and we are doing quite a bit of continuing education on how to use that for advocacy. In addition, we completed the frequently asked questions for school libraries regarding PA 103-0100, and that went out to all the superintendents in our membership area so that they could continue with any schools that have not yet adopted that policy to meet requirements of the law will hopefully still have time before their grant application is due. The task force for certified school librarians was tabled for July, I think, because so many people were on vacation. So we're still working towards that, but we didn't have a meeting recently. The symposium for 2024 is taking place on September 25th. We have more than 100 people already registered, and we're getting ready to do our second marketing blast. And I did want to, can I have that back again?
Yeah. Yep.
The Illinois Heartland Library System, Illinois Library Association, Illinois State Library, Rails, and ILE were awarded the Atkinson Award from ILA for our cooperation and putting on the symposium last year. So we're very proud of that, and we're very excited to put it on this year. It's going very, very well. It's much easier to do the second time. We expect to have at least probably 300 attendees again this year.
Congratulations on your award.
Thank you.
All right, who's up next? Ryan with Illinois Library Association.
Yes, thank you, Karen. Hello, everyone. ILA's fiscal year started on July 1st. Since then, we have been doing onboarding and training for new board members, as well as committee members and forum members. Many people involved with IHLS serve in those capacities as well. Registration is now open for the annual conference in Peoria. That runs October 8th through 10th. Early bird registration is active now through September 16th. Our keynote address will be by Nick Offerman. We'll be kicking off everything for us the morning of the 8th. And it promises to be a very exciting and engaging conference again this year. We have around 70 unique breakout sessions spread across the 3 days. So there's something for everyone in various tracks, beginners, veterans, catalogers, frontlines people. You name it, everything will be covered. Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan. Okay, there was no ISLAC meeting this time. Moving on to unfinished business with the 2024 IHLS strategic planning. Leslie?
Thank you. So if you recall, when we saw the proposal from the Alliance for Library Impact, or ALLI is their acronym, they have three basic phases to that process. There's the learn phase, the dream phase, and the do phase. We are currently in the learn phase, and I'd like to give you an update on all the work that's been happening related to that. To date, 8 stakeholders have completed one-on-one interviews with one member of the ALLI team. So far, we had 15 members attend 1 of 2 focus groups for public libraries. We also have 7 academic and special library members who will be attending their focus group later on. And a handful have also registered for a general or all library types focus group into August. We began our outreach to school libraries, inviting them to 2 focus sessions that will take place in August. And then the last piece of the dream section is a survey, which we'll post this Thursday, the 25th of July. So you should be getting that in our ILA announce. It will also be, our IHLS announce list. It will be you will also be able to see it through social media and also through our newsletter, which will be out next week. This is really the best opportunity to gain broad member feedback, and we're looking forward to those, to that information coming back to us. Then in September, the work will shift to the dream or design phase of planning. One highlight of that is an in-person board retreat on September 24th at the Effingham Public Library. And we will be sharing more information with you about that if you've not yet already done so. Is it in L2?
I think
so. Okay. We'll remind you. We won't let you forget. And before that, you will get a learning report from ALLI. We will all be able to see the ALLI's learning report. Does anyone have any questions about strategic planning?
Thank you.
Okay. Moving on to unfinished business B, the executive director contract. We need to go into closed session for this. We have a motion for that, please.
So moved.
We have a second.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Karen Bounds.
5:15.
Yes.
Loretta Broomfield.
Yes.
Frank Buckingham.
Yes.
Ann Chandler?
Yes.
Kim Dykstra?
Yes.
Matt Ryder?
Yes.
Sarah Hill?
Yes.
Ryan Johnson?
Yes.
Christy Spear?
Yes.
Linda McDonald?
Yes.
Emily Kell?
Yes.
Josh Short?
Yes.
Michael Treese?
Yes.
Christy Walker?
Yes.
Motion carried, and it is 5:50. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure.
Oh, hey, Cap.
Everybody's out of the waiting room. We're ready in New York.
Okay. Are we back, Troy?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We need to wait for Stacy to get here.
She's here.
I want all my old feet.
All right. We, after much discussion, have a motion to make. So if somebody would like to make it, please.
I'd like to make a motion to table this discussion until further information is gathered.
I'll second.
And you can vote.
Okay. Any discussion? Call roll.
Karen Bounds.
No.
Loretta Broomfield.
No.
Frank Buckingham.
Yes.
Ann Chandler.
Yes.
Kim Dykstra.
No.
Matthew Greider.
No.
Sarah Hill.
No.
Ryan Johnson.
No.
Christy Lear.
No.
Linda McDonald.
Forgot what the question was. Sorry.
To table.
To table. No.
Emily Pickell.
No.
Josh Short.
No.
Michael Treese.
No.
Christy Walker.
No.
Motion did not pass. Now, can we have the motion we talked about?
So moved.
Well, first, you need to say the motion. The motion was to accept.
Accept the one-year contract of our executive director.
Yeah.
Leslie Bednar.
Yeah. And Josh, you seconded?
Correct.
All right. Karen Bounds?
Yes.
Loretta Broomfield?
Yes.
Frank Buckingham?
No.
Ann Chandler?
No.
Kim Dykstra?
Yes.
Matthew Greider?
Yes.
Sarah Hill?
Yes.
Ryan Johnson?
Yes.
Christy Lear?
Yes.
Linda McDonald?
Yes.
Emily Pickell?
Yes.
Josh Short?
Yes.
Michael Treese?
Yes.
Christy Walker?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you, board. Okay. Where are we?
18.
New business, 18.
Fire.
We need a Freedom of Information Act officer. Josh has been currently fulfilling that role this year. And it is not something that is difficult to do because Troy takes care of all of the information. So do we have a volunteer?
Oh, I suppose I could do it for my last year.
Yay.
Thank you, Josh. And we also need to have, we need a motion and second on that.
I'll make a motion.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Karen Bounds?
Yes.
Loretta Broomfield?
Yes.
Mike Buckingham?
Yes.
Ann Chandler?
Yes.
Kim Dykstra?
Yes.
Matthew Greider?
Yes.
Sarah Hill?
Yes.
Ryan Johnson?
Yes.
Christy Lear?
Yes.
Linda McDonald?
Yes.
Emily Pickell?
Yes.
Josh Short?
Yes.
Michael Treese?
Yes.
Christy Walker?
Yes.
Carries.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Okay, now we're moving on to the Open Meetings Act officer. Ryan is currently that person?
Correct.
Do you wish to continue?
I don't think as secretary I should. I think it should be someone else.
All right. Can we have...
Oh, we have a volunteer!
Woo! Volunteer. I'll make a motion for Matthew Greider to serve as the Open Meetings Act officer.
I'll second it because I'm looking at
one. Thank you, Matt. Okay, we have a motion and a second for that. Okay. So we need another roll call, please.
Karen Bounds?
Yes.
Loretta Broomfield?
Yes.
Frank Buckingham?
Yes.
Ann Chandler?
Yes.
Kim Dykstra?
Yes.
Matthew Greider?
Yes.
Sarah Hill?
Yes.
Ryan Johnson?
Yes.
Christy Lear?
Yes.
Linda McDonald?
Yes.
Emily Pickell?
Yes.
Josh Short?
Yes.
Michael Treese?
Yes.
Christy Walker?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you. All right. 18-1 attachment is AUKUS committee and board meeting dates. Might want to take a look at that before you consider what you volunteered for committees. This is just for information. And moving on to 18-2. The board selects new committees at our August meeting. We have several committees and some meet more frequently than others, like finance meets every month pretty much. We have an attached list that lists the responsibilities of each as noted in the bylaws. We're going to ask you that you sign up for at least one committee and two if your schedule permits. Please send me your two committee preferences by August 2nd, and I'll put those requests together and try and get you on at least one of the committees that you asked for. Okay. Are there any questions on that? Hearing none. Moving on to 2025 capital projects, proposed budget amendment 18.3.3. The capital project amendment is the fiscal year 2025 budget amendment's recommendation to move the Edwardsville Tuck Pointing project, which was a 2024 budgeted item, to 2025. Do you have any questions? We talked about this before, I believe.
Mm-hmm, we did.
Okay. Do we have a second to move?
Sorry.
Who made the motion? You did.
I'll make the motion.
You'll make the motion. Thank you. Okay.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Linda seconded. Thank you. Okay. Get another roll call.
Karen Bounds?
Yes.
Loretta Broomfield?
Yes.
Frank Buckingham?
Yes.
Ann Chandler?
Yes.
Kim Dykstra?
Yes.
Matthew Greider?
Yes.
Sarah Hill?
Yes.
Ryan Johnson?
Yes.
Christy Lear?
Yes.
Anna McDonald?
Yes.
Emily Piquel?
Yes.
Josh Short?
Yes.
Michael Treese?
Yes.
Christy Walker?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you. Moving on to attachment 18.4, and I'm going to let you talk about that one.
Hello again. So late yesterday, we sent you the information for related to support of for the hiring of certified school librarians.
I'm so sorry. I went right past that, didn't I?
Okay. Yeah. Let's try that one. Okay. So 18.4. Within the SHARE community, there's been, and Troy can chime in on this if you have any questions, anyone. There have been difficulties getting text messages to be sent to patrons. And it has to do with the differences between an SMS and a true text message type. We've tried several internal approaches to resolve this that would not cost the organization any money. However, we've not been successful in anything we've tried. So we did communicate with a third-party service called MessageBee. That's part of the company called Unique Management Services. Some of you may be familiar with that company at your libraries. They will send these each of our text messages as individual text and not through the SMS gateway. So, and due to the nature of this problem, it's causing problems for patrons, obviously. It's causing problems for staff at the CERC desk who have to help patrons who are unhappy because they're not being notified timely. The SHARE Finance and Policy Committee met last Wednesday and they voted to move this forward. I know that Cassie has tried. The normal process is that it goes through one of their committees, then it goes to the SHARE Executive Council. Cassie has tried, and I don't believe we have a meeting yet, do we?
We do not.
So knowing that this board ultimately has to approves the SHARE budget, we had to bring it to you anyway, and the sooner we can get started with the solution, hopefully the better for patrons of SHARE libraries. And the proposal is to use money out of their reserves for the one-time implementation fee, a service fee, and then a bundle of messages of 2 million messages at the total cost of $28,530. Do you have any questions that we can help you with?
And Leslie, sorry for the interruption. I do have one
Please
clarification. We added a last minute, Spanish was not included in the original proposal that you had.
Okay.
There's a $900 one-time fee to include Spanish language setup, but there's no additional fee ongoing per message. So the total would be $29,430 with Spanish included.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Mrs. Josh, I'll make that motion to approve the SHARE budget amendment.
Do we have a second?
This is Ryan, I'll second.
Thank you.
Karen Bounce?
Yes.
Loretta Broomfield?
Yes.
Frank Buckingham?
Abstain.
Ann Chandler?
Yes.
Kim Dykstra?
Yes.
Matthew Greider?
Yes.
Sarah Hill?
Yes.
Ryan Johnson?
Yes.
Christy Lear?
Yes.
Linda McDonald?
Yes.
Emily Piquel?
Yes.
Josh Short?
Yes.
Michael Treese?
Yes.
Christy Walker?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you. All right, moving on, statement of support for hiring of certified school librarians, attachment 18.5.
I could do that unless you want to. Okay, sorry. Here, we'll go back to 18.5. So ILE, the Association of Illinois Library Educators, Illinois School Library Educators, began a campaign a while ago to contact school districts when it appears that they will be replacing a certified librarian position with a non-certified individual. IHLS is already an active supporter of school libraries staffed by well-prepared employee. We have three attachments that we included. One is the basically the message that comes from ILE to the sample library, in this case, a district. This time it was Marshall, CUSD, CU2. It was sent to their board and administration. There's also two pieces of information from ILA. One was their email response to the whole message string that we are all involved in. And then the second is the statement of support that's available on the ILA website. So what we are asking the board to consider is approval of IHLS replying in the same manner that you saw the example where ILA responded when ILE sends this information to a school district. And then the second is to include a board approved statement on the IHLS website supporting high quality school library programs staffed by licensed school librarians.
Could I ask a quick question about that?
Yeah. So
we say licensed school library media specialist. Is it licensed or certified? Or is there a difference?
I probably flipped it around. Leah, would you answer?
They're interchangeable, but the current language by the Illinois State Board of Education is licensed.
Okay.
ILE refers to them as certified, however, in their communications. So they're interchangeable. Yes,
teachers now earn a professional educator licensure. Or license.
Okay.
This is Sarah. I'll make the motion. For the two actions listed on the board document.
Thank you.
Okay. Second.
All right. Thank you.
Karen Bounds?
Yes.
Coretta Broomfield?
Yes.
Frank Buckingham?
Yes.
Ann Chandler?
Yes.
Dykstra?
Yes.
Matthew Greider?
Yes.
Sarah Hill?
Yes.
Ryan Johnson?
Yes.
Christy Lear?
Yes.
Linda McDonald?
Yes.
Emily Patel?
Yes.
Josh Short?
Yes.
Michael Treese?
Yes.
Christy Walker?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you. Moving on to review of closed session minutes from June 19th of 23 to June 25th of 24. Linda, you're up.
I'm up. Okay. So after I reviewed the closed session minutes from June 19th, 2023 to and through June 25th, 2024, I recommend they be approved and remain closed.
Okay. Is that your motion?
Yes.
We need a second.
This is Josh. I'll second.
Thank you, Josh.
Karen Bounds?
Yes.
Loretta Broomfield?
Yes.
Frank Buckingham?
No.
Ann Chandler?
No.
Kim Dykstra?
Yes.
Matthew Greider?
Yes.
Sarah Hill?
Yes.
Ryan Johnson?
Yes.
Christy Lear?
No.
Linda McDonald?
Yes.
Emily Patel?
Yes.
Josh Short?
Yes.
Michael Treese?
Yes.
Christy Walker?
Yes.
Motion carried. Thank you. Okay, we've already done that one's thing. So agenda building. On our August 27th board agenda, we will have the recommendation of committees, an update on strategic planning, information regarding board members and mentors and mentees for 2025, and the appointment of members to the IHLS Ethics Commission. What other topics would you like to see on that board agenda?
I would like to see what the merit pay standards are. I want to see the sheet that is used to determine that for employees.
Okay.
I have a question we could consider in general.
We don't have merit pay. I'm sorry, Frank.
No, that's okay. I got ahead of everybody. Sorry. Go ahead.
I
was going to ask something else.
Okay. Hang on. We need a clarification, Ann.
What? Well, you're saying that you're using certain standards to give people raises, and I just, the board has never seen them. So I'd just like to see what standards you are using when these people are, and I don't care about the individuals, I just want to know what standards are being used to award some of these raises that are given during the year other than the annual one. So I'd like to see what that sheet looks like.
Can I ask a clarifying question, Anne? Do you mean, you don't mean merit pay, you just mean our salary schedule? Is that what you're interested in finding out about?
Well, what we had talked about was merit pay or how you raise them. What determines when you give a person a raise other than the raise that the board gives? Like, what are those standards?
He wants to see how the sausage is made.
Okay. So we have three areas that we that determine where an individual is placed on the salary schedule. Those are years of service to Illinois Health and Library System, and years of service to in that current position or a very similar position. And then the three, their educational achievements as related to that position are the three standards that we use to assess.
And you have set amounts attached to each one of those?
So we use points based, so many years is worth so many points. Those are three different classifications and they're added together. Whatever your total number is equals where that individual's salary will be on that line from step one to step five.
So you don't have a standard sheet that you use for that, like a template?
No, we don't have a standard. I mean,
we have a point system. That's
what I was trying to talk about. This is a point system. Are you wanting detail about that? We do not share it with our staff, I will tell you. But if you wish to see it, we will share it with the board.
I was just curious.
We'll make that available.
What you used. Yeah. Thank you.
Are you comfortable with it only going to the board? None of our staff have seen it outside of myself and Rhonda and Jill. They know what the categories are or the areas of the standards, but they do not know what the actual points are. Are you comfortable with it just going to the board?
I think that would be discussion for the board to decide, not for one person, as to whether the employees know it. I'm kind of puzzled that they don't. I'd just like to see what it is, what it looks like.
How about information? Is that something that could be put in the Dropbox thing?
We could put it in Dropbox. Okay. Yes, I'm fine if everyone else is okay with that.
Is that all right for the rest of you? That way you see it. Anne?
Yes.
How about we put the information in Dropbox so that only the board sees it?
That's fine.
Is that okay?
Yeah, and then there needs to be further discussion. That would work. Yeah, I have no problem with that.
All right, thank you.
We'll have that ready.
Okay.
I would just like to state that I feel personally that's information we don't really need to know, that like, we don't approve the, I know we approve the raises annually, but I don't need to know what it takes for Matt to move up a scale. So I'm just saying, I personally, I don't think it's information that we need to know, but that's just my opinion.
And I don't want it on individuals. I want your general plan that you use.
Right. There won't be names attached to this.
That's fine. I'm just stating, I don't think that's information the board needs to know, but I'm just putting it out there. That's what I just want to put.
It could present a future conflict. Just something to think about.
I don't really need to see it myself.
I don't either.
You know, I mean,
is it fair to say if you don't want to see it, don't click the link?
Fair enough.
Okay.
Question or a comment?
Yep. I think on some future agenda, if the board can consider, does the board employ the executive director, and does the board have the authority to offer a contract and or to set the pay for the executive director? I think that's an open question. I think the board should look into.
Okay.
support that.
When do you want to do the open? I guess we're going to have a closed session to discuss that.
Yeah, we will.
We can give you all the legal documentation and the citations for it.
That's fine.
Okay.
Anything else?
Yeah, I'm not talking about any specific person at all. I'm just talking in general going forward in the future. So it's not about any personnel, current personnel. That's not about any issue that was discussed elsewhere.
Okay. Anything else? All right. Hearing nothing else. I presume we have no public comment. Okay, as far as announcements are concerned, this is a reminder that we have board training on Tuesday, August 27th from 2:30 to 4:30. And I will be attending this. Ms. Olson is an experienced parliamentarian and will review the principal components of Robert's rules, as well as answer any questions you may have. The training is via Zoom. And if you register to attend at one of the three hubs, Carbondale, Champaign, or Edwardsville, we'll provide a box lunch before the board meeting that evening. Please register an L2 if you plan to attend. Do we have any other announcements? Hearing none. Josh, you want to give the motion to adjourn?
Yes, please. I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you, folks. Sorry it was so long.
All right. Take care, everyone.
Thanks.